Here are your podcasts to cover the guided reading questions over the Progressive Era, Chapter 9 in your textbook. Your textbook identifies four goals of progressivism: protecting social welfare, promoting moral improvement, creating economic reform, and fostering efficiency. Those are all well and good. Most important thing for you to understand about what the progressive movement is all about. There's a number of different social reformers and movements that are a part of this thing that ultimately gets lumped together as this thing called the progressive movement. But most importantly is understanding that there is a sense amongst certain people, mostly at this particular time, urban, middle class, maybe lower upper class white people in the United States, predominantly, not exclusively, but predominantly, who believed that the country could be improved through government reform and regulation, that government had an obligation to get involved, intervene, and to get rid of some of the societal ills that had developed as a result of industrialization and laissez-faire capitalism and government staying out of the affairs of business and not intervening in so many ways we think of government doing so today, but a sense that some things could actually be improved upon with an active role of government. That's kind of the biggest sense of what the progressive movement is all about. Examples to discuss in your textbook. Again, promoting social welfare. We've already seen some, discussed some in the last unit, the social gospel movement, the sense that people owed something to their fellow man, that people shouldn't live in abject poverty and they didn't have to live in those horrible tenement homes and all those kinds of things, that something could be done to assist those people. The settlement house movement, Jane Addams and others, which we've talked about already, providing opportunities for immigrants and other people who were in need, learning English, providing kindergarten, providing some skills that might allow certain individuals to get a better job, those types of things, and yes, sometimes places to live. The YMCA and Salvation Army, those institutions come about at this particular time, again, to provide all kinds of services to people who were in need. As a result of some of the overcrowded issues and things we've already discussed with urbanization brought on by industrialization. And, of course, all kinds of things to improve conditions in factories and child labor laws. And your book even discusses limiting the amount of work days that women could work, which some states passed, which was kind of controversial even amongst women, which we'll get into when we look at the women's suffrage movement. So all of these kinds of things, the societal ills brought on by industrialization, the reformers, the progressives believe that government can play an active role in improving those conditions and quote-unquote protecting social welfare. Number two, the whole idea of promoting moral improvement. It's question number three on your sheet. It focuses in your textbook predominantly on the temperance movement, doing something about the amount of alcohol being consumed in the country. There's a picture of Carrie Nation with her hatchet, which she used to destroy bottles and saloons, and she's a very famous figure from Kansas in this particular time period. The idea that men were working long hours and then spending time when they weren't at work in the saloons and the bars and not being respectful of and dutiful of their responsibilities as husbands and fathers at this particular time. So all of this pressure then was being felt by women who were doing all of these things, some of them working and then facing overwhelming sense of responsibility in raising their families, led to some movements to ultimately do something about alcohol consumption in the country, which, as the vast majority of you know, I'm sure, ultimately led to the passage of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, which brought prohibition to the country, and we'll learn more about prohibition later in the class, but brought prohibition to the country in 1919, 1920, and it's the only constitutional amendment that's ever been overturned by the 21st Amendment in 1933, which did away with prohibition, the so-called Noble Experiment. Let's stop there, and I'll get into the remaining questions for Section 1 in the next podcast.